local church sports ministry constructs. Sport and religion, although having different philosophical foundations, appear to share a similar structure. On one level, religion and sports interact with each other based on the fact that beliefs are needed in each domain. Not all theories on sport are based on rules and communities. Many philosophers view sport as living art. For many Christians, sports have become a kind of religion with its own grace. Sports are a universal language across culture. Sports transcend economic, race, gender, societal, political, and religious barriers. Sports reflect the country's evangelical revival. Sports exist in a culture of change where the athlete becomes accustomed to operating in a dynamic environment. But sports today are undergoing intense moral scrutiny. Ultimately, sport is about play. The etymology of the word sport is derived from disport, which in turn is formed from to carry, portare, and apart, dis. Play is God's gift to us and a necessary part of living a human life. It has always had a crucial part in all human pursuits. From a Christian spiritual perspective, one of the most crucial aspects of participation in sport is to be found in simply doing something for its own sake. It is an activity under God's authority and control. It is the one true meritocracy. It is an opportunity to celebrate our unique identity in God's world. Our culture is bent on becoming a big playground and is the highest priority in the lives of most Americans. Sports ministry is a big step in the right direction. Why use it? It serves as an entry point to the church. The events are gathering places for people, and events bridge cultural and racial barriers, which build fellowship. It is a way to be visible in the community. It is a non-threatening way to get people plugged into the church. Many different constructs of sports ministry exist that are used for both evangelism and discipleship. But four focus areas in particular help in understanding the approach to mission. One, mission to people of sport. This area deals with Christians participating in sport and who are involved with players, coaches, and officials who are actively part of the culture at a competition level. Two, mission through people of sport. Sport is used as a mission platform to communicate faith to spectators and others through the testimonies of high-level, popular, and elite Christian players. Three, mission in and through the sports activities. Participation in sports activities can enhance friendship and present opportunities to share the gospel in a natural manner. Four, mission service in and through sports activities. The mission focuses on the social concern and education and is thus the areas in which Christians and churches' participation in sport could address these needs. Whenever the Apostle Paul describes the Christian life, he seems to be implying a marathon, not a 100-meter dash. There is a different mental preparation required for a marathon than a sprint. A marathon requires endurance, perseverance, and encouragement to keep going. We need to view discipleship as a marathon instead of a sprint. Methodology used for sports ministry must always have this understanding.